What's up, ladies and gents?
And everyone else, dude.
This is DJ Morgans for the last time.
This is DJ Geist. This spirit is moving somewhere else.
Yep, to Spotify. That's where we're moving.
Yeah, dude. I'm gonna. I almost said like 520 cuss words.
What's up, guys? This is Philosophy We Think. You're listening to 91.7 KVRX and your mom's house. No, I'm kidding.
I might be there, dude.
What's up, guys? We're a philosophy talk show, and this is our last philosophy talk show.
There's no, like, philosophy this week. We was going to talk about antinatalism, which is pretty a base take.
Do you want to describe what antinatalism is?
It's just basically don't have kids. It's wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, like, the very crude version, right?
Yeah, that's how I understood it.
Yeah.
Thoughts? Antinatalism? Goated?
Goated, dude.
Question mark? I don't know, man.
In this political climate, it might be the move. Greg Abbott's rolling around in a wheelchair talking about. Oh, god damn it.
Anyways, hey guys. So, we usually talk about philosophy, but we're not doing that.
Yeah, right. We're not doing that. No,
we're just going to kind of relax. We've got a lot of music queued up for
Shout
y'all.
Shout out to Sari. We're playing some Sari style.
Sari Hiles.
That's what we're playing today, dude. Sari Hiles.
Got a little Sari Hiles queued up.
Shout out to the Juice Lander, Sadie.
Okay.
Yeah, she said the shout her out. So it was like obligation. Yeah. You know, moral worth comes from duty. So.
Yeah, that's why you're nice to the grad students.
Yeah, I'm a Kantian through and through, G.
Yeah, you want to just boop on the grad students for
dude, yeah. So listen, the grad students suck at organizing.
Okay, not all of them.
Not all of them. Sarah's pretty cool, but that's yeah.
That's crazy. Anyways, Is there
She's great. She does history and philosophy. She's amazing.
yeah. Okay.
So the grad students suck. They don't all suck at organizing. What was your setup going to be?
My setup was going to be not all of them are bad at organizing. It's just a couple of them.
Yeah, it's a couple of them. Kareem's pretty good. Yeah, it's really just our Dutch dude.
Yeah, he's
our
not
Dutch
American,
homie. Yeah.
No, I'm kidding. Me and Rutger are really cool.
Yeah, they both speak Dutch to each other.
Yeah.
I sign now the people.
Nederlands spreken. Maar, now he's just signing to me.
Sign him what his name was, dude.
Yeah.
Let's go at the end of the question. Ha! Oh, anyways, like for ASL, like loss, yeah.
We're just going to spend the rest of this show talking to each other in sign language.
Yeah, it'd be based. So, no, listen. So, I get here this morning to my job. I come in way before Peyton, usually, at like around 8:30. I'm supposed to be there. All right,
First of all, let's just clarify. It's not because I'm late.
Oh, yeah. It's not because you're late. It's because I just come in.
Yeah, his shift is scheduled early.
And I always come in like 30 minutes late, sometimes an hour. And, I'm trying to write for my thesis, right? And I got a good portion of it done today. And they're like, Rucker emails me at 11 o'clock last
11
night.
PM,
dude sends me, CCs me in two different emails. And I was like, I'm going to fight this guy, dude. We was at Alex's house saying crazy things, talking about philosophy. And
talking about philosophy.
And he was like, can you help? And then I had this like set up both coffees because no one else was going to do it. Like,
yeah. Like the big jugs.
Yeah, the big jugs. And then I had to, like, do the Zoom link. Dude, that one, you did that one, dude. I know. I got to stop. Yeah, and then I had to, like, help the Zoom link. Vicky's really nice, but all she had to do was, like, click a couple buttons.
Vicky was the grad student that Eva was saying is her TA that hates her, right?
No, that was Anna. And it was a Chin-Yu.
Oh, Chin Yu, that's who it was.
Yeah.
Is it? Interesting.
Yeah, Eva doesn't have We did. Me and Eva did existentialism together. Like we took.
No, no, no. Eva has a, or somebody. Maybe
Anna.
Anna. Oh yeah, Anna. Oh, I'm sorry, Anna.
Yeah. Is that her name? Yeah. I
think yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I just was thinking of a different person.
Yeah. No. So Vicky's really nice, but like all you had to do was like click a couple buttons to set up the Zoom link. Yeah. Plug in a couple things to set up the
hour. Before we get any deeper, we're 10 minutes in. If you're a devoted philosophy listener and you're looking for quality philosophy from this show, please tune out now. Like,
dude, I got this. Right. You want quality philosophy? So just know the faculty of reason is derivative of God because just me start going in jargon and just talking about fucking Mala Branch. We're going to let – dude, just – if I say something, just go past it. Don't freaking – shout out to Juice Land.
Okay, anyways.
That's our spot, low key.
Yeah, Juice Land's. I'm gonna miss Juice when we leave, dude.
When we leave, I'll be here for like two semesters. Yeah, dude, yeah. You're leaving like.
You're gonna be here for two more semesters? Fails ASL. What are you taking after ASL? You gotta take Norwegian.
After that, I'm just dropping out, dude.
Or Dutch. You gotta take Dutch.
Dude, I gotta be in the class, first of all. I'm going to ASL. Yeah, I gotta be.
Oh, they said P.
No, I said, that's not possible, dude. Yeah. I got a B in the class.
You get a P. It's just a pass, like pass-fail.
Oh, pass-fail. Yeah, that's true. Now I got a B. I got an 88.
That's good.
Yeah. I know the sign. I'm kind of that guy. I'm doing a four-hour ASL class in the summer, 8 to 12 a.m. 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., sorry.
Every day?
Yeah.
For 4 weeks?
Yeah.
Or five?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's no, it's second term.
Right.
So just all second term.
About for 5 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, so back to my rant about the grad students. They just kind of like, listen, our job's not to help the grad students. It's just to help the faculty.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I'm not the guy.
I know my job duties, bro. Trust me.
You're like, I read the what's it called?
I know how to pull.
I read the intake form.
I know how to pull my, I know how to pull the correct cards, okay?
Okay.
shout out to Kareem. He taught us some word in Arabic. That's not it.
That's what it sounded like.
Haba. Ha.
That is not it.
No, but the H sounds like. It's like that.
Whatever it was, it meant. What did it mean?
Those who tease loves. That's my.
Because he was teasing us and telling us that we're like not good work studies, and I was like, dude, we're gonna fight.
He said he loves us. Yeah.
And I took that to be that he's basically in love with me.
Yeah. Yeah, then Kareem went on to, like, a rant how he's, like, the hottest dude in the thing.
Yeah, that was kind of odd. I was a little confused as to what was going on there.
Yeah, I know. He's just too comfortable around us now.
He's like, who's the hottest grad student in the department? And I'm like.
I named somebody, but he was like, no, I'm talking about Guy. Oh, like, we should give context. Kareem is.
A guy.
Yeah. I don't know why he said that.
Yeah, it was a little odd. It was kind of funny, though.
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
Anyways.
I think he's just one of the boys now at this point.
Yeah. The boys.
The boys.
No, that's good.
He's our... Never mind.
Hey, let's talk about superlatives.
Oh, dude. We're brothers or best... What was it? Brothers or best friends? Which one was it?
I think it's best friends. No, here's what we need to do. We need to go through the forum. So yeah. For those of you that are listening, we're in a... I don't know how much
loosely. We kind of like, yeah. We're associated.
Yeah. I don't know how much
we shouldn't be associated that much with it now, though.
Yeah. But we're sort of like in this philosophy group called Ex Nihilo, and we're having end of year superlative votes.
Yeah. Because Jesus is Jesus.
What?
Sorry. I was like, you know, when I talk, I want to do a Theo Von bit where I just say a sentence, just doesn't make sense.
I'm just Theo Von now.
Dude, Theo Von's the best.
I want to get me a
Theo Von's the best because like he'll like his sentence, like he'll his plan is just to make sure it doesn't make sense, and then like middle sentence you start seeing him thinking like, what can I say? What can I say?
All right, so here's the superlative options. What do we think here? Best smile. Who's got the best smile in the group?
No, I can't say that.
Who? I don't know, dude.
Dude, I have the prettiest eyes.
I don't know if that was a superlative.
No, oh, sorry.
We were focused.
I was just kind of hyping smile. Myself up.
Okay.
Curly hair, though.
I mean, definitely, you still have curly hair.
Yeah, it's kind of.
But again, not a superlative.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So
do you wanna?
Oh, you left 22 comments. That's a lot.
What?
Cease is not a bit vague here. Like, it just...
It was a little vague.
The restlessness ceases. Like, it stops.
What restlessness?
Like, the impulses that God...
Okay, maybe I just didn't read it clearly.
I'm dyslexic. That happens, man. You like that one? That was a good one.
Yeah, that was good. You want to get back to superlatives here?
Yeah, dude, let's get to superlatives.
All right, who's got the best smile in the ex Nilo club? I feel like probably Gouray's.
Yeah, he doesn't smile often.
No, well, then maybe not. Us. It's got to be us.
It's us, dude. It's us. Dude.
These are all going to be us.
Just put our name, Peyton and Colin, dude, for everything.
Most likely to marry a millionaire?
Shut us. No, sorry.
Wait, what'd you say? Shake?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. Most likely to overdose on peyote?
Us, dude. I would die on peyote. I'd
maybe ayahuasca.
Ooh.
I want to go to the Amazon.
The tea? Yeah, the tea?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
I want to go to the Amazon and get like...
Oh, dude, we got to go to the Norway and then we got to go to the Amazon now.
Wait, Norway or the Netherlands?
Oh, is that where the music festival is?
The techno festival? Yeah, we gotta go to 909.
Not saying that fake language. It's just pseudo-German, okay?
It is a little bit like German.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a Germanic language.
It is. Okay, then in that sense, English is like German because it's a Germanic language too.
Exactly. We're just all doing... No, I'm not even gonna say that.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah.
ASL
is a pseudo-German language.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I'm just playing.
Best dressed? Gouray's?
No.
But who?
Who dresses up? Dude, we're philosophy dudes, dude.
Yeah, none of us.
Yeah, we don't dress up. No one. My charm is my humor and my pretty eyes. Like, I don't know.
Well, I've got like 5 people going through my head for all of these, and they're not going to win anything. It's me, you, Gouray's, Maddie, Shake, and Charles.
Yeah, Charles ain't getting none of that.
Lige, Lucas.
Yeah.
Nobody dresses nice.
Yeah, we're philosophy majors.
All right,
I just throw on shirts half the time. I only have like 2 pair of jeans.
So God wins best dressed.
Yeah, God.
Who's the silliest goose?
Is that
Alex? It's gotta be Alex.
It's Alex, dude. It's Alex, dude. That guy, dude. Is that really one of them?
Yeah.
Dude, this is definitely Alex.
And the worst decision maker?
Oh, dude, there's a joke there, but it's too soon. It's too soon, man.
It's Charles. There's. no, but seriously, seriously, it's Charles.
You gotta think that shit through, dog. Reread, reread, dude. Like, reread.
Sorry, the chair's hurting. I gotta adjust my pants real quick.
Yeah, he doesn't wear.
Dude, you got a little late.
Yeah.
Who's the most likely to develop a large cult following?
Lucas.
I was about to say Lucas.
Yeah.
I think he already has one. Philosophy and Theory Club.
Yeah, that's so true. That demisexual Deleuzian is going to start his own cult.
Yeah, that's it. Okay. Best taste in music.
Oh, Charles says. Yeah. Charles, like, it's going to be me. He's like, you just listen to, like, sad music.
Yeah, no, it's definitely us. We have a radio show, so.
Yeah, we play cool music. One time I played Italian.
Yeah.
Como prima!
Como prima! Okay, most likely to survive the longest in a manhunt on a secluded island being chased by rich white men. That's gotta be us.
Dude, the capitalists are finally coming for the Marxists over here. It's like, bro, I'll come with you, dog. Don't worry. Bane's like, I'll come with you, man. I'll come with you.
Saying,
Corey's like, I think this is a bad idea.
And the best one here, most like brothers, but with homoerotic undertones. And they made that one. Just for us. Because in parentheses it says 2 people.
2 people. Yeah. And we're the only ones that hang out. We're like, yeah.
Yeah.
We hang out nonstop.
Everybody's like, are y'all dating?
Are y'all dating? No, we're just best friends, dude. Yeah. Calm down.
My favorite story of us is us walking down Speedway.
Oh, yeah.
And the girl.
She did us dirty.
Like, we're just, like, walking next to each other talking. And there's a girl standing there looking at us. And she like, locks eyes with us and like, repeats it. What she's been saying, but like with a like undertone of like, you two.
Yeah, y'all need
them. She's like, free condoms.
Joke's on you, they're over.
But I'm like, okay, this is what we're doing.
This is what we're doing. Anyways, that one's a little egregious.
It was out of pocket.
Yeah. Yeah, that one was for us. Like, listen, don't you just have close friends? Like, when you're boys with someone, you're boys with someone. Yeah, same. Yeah. Jesus, dude. Boo. They still have real friends.
I'm saying. All right, guys.
Dude, we talked for a long time. Is that all of them?
That's 20 minutes. Yeah, that's our superlatives.
Let's think of like some.
You want to come up with some like original ones? Yeah. Let's play some music and then we'll think of some original ones on there.
Yeah.
All right, guys. This you're about to hear the.
Dude, why is there ketchup in here from Whataburger? Whoever brought this, you're not supposed to eat in the booth. That's all.
No. You're about to hear the 9-pound hammer is too heavy.
Dude, I'm pumped. I got that goo sauce.
Ow!
And a hammer, just a little too heavy, baby, for my side, Lord, for my side. How roll on, buddy, don't you roll too low, baby, how can I roll when the wheel won't go? Hard to see my baby, Lord, ain't it coming back? No, ain't it coming back? How roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow? Baby, how can I roll when the wheel won't go? Just a little too heavy, baby, for my side, Lord, for my side. All along, buddy, don't you roll so low, baby, how can I roll when the wheel won't go?
You on a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights, you got me alone, you found me, you found me, you found me, I guess you didn't care, and I guess I like that, and when I felt hard, you took a step back, without me, without me, without me, and he's long gone, when he's next to me, and I realize, the blame is on me, cause I knew you were trouble when you walked in, so shame on me. Two places I've never been till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Flew me two places I've never been.
Now I'm lying on the cold hard ground.
He was long gone when he met me, and I realized the joke is on me. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Threw me to places I've never been. Till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. That you never loved me, or her, or anyone, or anything. Oh, yeah. I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Threw me to places I've never been. Till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
Knew it right then.
So shame on me now. Threw me to places I've never been.
Support comes from Texas Athletics. For all full-time UT students, this is your single ticket access to all of our events. Yes, all of them. That's over 120 home regular season events a year. For more information, you can visit texassports.com/bigticket. Once again, that's texassports.com/bigticket.
I'm Brian from Lightning Bolt, and you are listening to KVX 91.7.
We keep campus running, and you can support your favorite student media organizations right now.
If you're wondering
how, why?
Well, you can visit supportstudentvoices.org
to lend us a helping hand. By doing this, you can chip in or donate to your favorite TSM organizations
like KVRX 91.7, The Drag Audio,
Texas Student Television,
The Cactus Yearbook,
and even our campus newspapers, The Texas Travesty and Daily Texan.
Remember, it's supportstudentvoices.org. Stay tuned.
Dude, I tried to call Grace. She's such a fake friend.
Hey guys, you're listening to 91.7 KBRX.
You can call in at 512-495-5879.
If you want to.
Woo, bro, you nailed that.
Oh, she said, shh, I'm trying to enjoy my Taylor. Dude, I'm a call in DJ guys, diehard Swiftie, okay? Watch your mouth. I did definitely not know the lyrics, though. And I was fumbling trying to read them. That was on me.
Yeah, dude, that was Swaylor Tift.
she was a, yeah, it's definitely a cover.
Yeah, definitely a cover. No, our last show, so.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get out of here.
Yeah. I think I need a letter of rec from who?
No, but what's up, guys? You're listening to 917. This is Philosophy We Think. We are not talking about philosophy tonight.
Yeah, so who's – before we talk about the balloons in the room, your boy is definitely a teacher pet.
You're a teacher's pet?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, Higgins, that's –
That's not what that is, though. What's having an advisor? Teacher's pet is like you, like – kiss up to the teacher.
Oh, I definitely try to kiss up to the... No, I don't try to kiss up to her.
I don't think you do.
She's just a G. She's a great woman.
Being close with a teacher and being like...
I don't know how close we are. She's so nice, though.
Yeah, she's cool.
She's amazing.
She waved at me today.
Oh, nice.
And she was like... And I was like, oh, hello.
Yeah.
I don't even know you like that, but, you know, we cool.
We did. I was like, you're like, I just had a class together.
I know. I was like, we boys, bro.
We boys. Yeah, she's cool. She's a great philosopher. You know, she wrote about grief and emotions in The Plague, one of her latest publications.
The Plague as in, like, COVID?
Camus.
Oh, like the Plague.
Like, the emotion book. Grief related right. It to The Plague.
That's kind of cool.
She's the only one that can make The Plague interesting, because Camus sure can't.
I like those books.
They're good, but I just don't know.
They're good literary works. I don't know about philosophy.
Like, yeah, like, I think you really have to dive in there, like, what she did with, like, emotions and stuff to, like, get something out.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about these balloon stuff, dude.
Wait, yeah, let's talk about balloons. Okay, so before we went to the break, we were just kind of doing superlatives, and now we've just kind of decided to spend the rest of the show just asking random questions until we want to play music.
She said, can't be a diehard if you don't know the lyrics.
Dang, son.
Bro, she's just been a fake friend lately, dude. Bro, she wasn't excited to see me the other day. Dude, your girlfriend's just been fake to me.
Yeah, I'm about to get on here and rap Drake or something, dude.
Ah, we got to chill. So,
you know what my favorite thing to do, dude? My favorite thing is to try.
On the scale, how hot am I?
Rain it in, champ. Rain it in.
Okay. This is why they think we're gay, because Colin just says whatever's on his mind.
That's it, dude. Nah, but dude, you know what my favorite thing to do is? My favorite thing to do is to try to get my Alexa to cuss.
Oh, dude, yeah. Like, dude, I just like to ask Alexa, like, is the CIA listening to me? And so it's always, I can't answer that question. I think that's a
why
yes.
Are you not listening? Think, why are you not answering, bro?
Does Alexa ever cuss, though?
Nah, she always...
Boop. Your Alexa's a she?
I mean, yeah, I get... What is this? What is this trap?
Don't respond. Yeah,
it's a trap.
It's a trap. It's like the time you got like the free sunscreen. You're like, ah, it's a trap.
Wait, what?
When you got the free, like, you're like, oh, it's free. And you're like, wait, is it free? It's a trap.
And she was like, you got to do this. Nah, bro, I'm not doing that. Yeah. I'm not doing that.
Who else is listening? Didn't Ariel said she was going to listen?
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to her. She's cool. She's a manager at Juiceland.
If she's listening.
She's probably not listening. She's a very tall...
We're going to come in on Monday, and if you don't say anything about listening, we're going to know that you didn't.
Yeah. She's a very tall person.
And we're going to be extremely hurt.
For the longest, we didn't know her name, and I was just... I just... Every time we talked about her, I was like, yeah, the tall one, right?
You know, I don't think she's that tall.
I'm just 5'8" on a good day.
On a good day? What's a good day?
Dude, fucking when I... When I get my energy drink in me.
Okay. Yeah, right now you got that goo sauce.
Dude, I got that goo sauce. Your boy's pumped, dude. Check our Instagram post at Philosophy Thing.
If you want.
No, that's good.
No,
because it's like...
Yeah, it's like, it's a little like different because if we like, do, we're going to go to break, guys. We'll be right back, okay?
We didn't even talk about nothing. we just kind of rambled.
We kind of talked about something. We're going to talk about balloons when we get back, okay? Come a little closer.
say no to it. Tastes like sugar, honey.
I've had the mics down this whole time.
How long have they been down?
I don't know.
How long have they been down?
Ever since I played the music.
Oh, really?
All right, well, we're back now.
Dude, that's crazy. We had a whole crazy combo.
We had a whole little conversation for y'all that was not on air. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I said this episode is sponsored by my...
best friend is sponsored by his best friend. That would be me. Oh, why? Like I was saying earlier,
yeah.
Corey said, "I love Colin. He hush.
He hush. Yeah, it's not. It's not really a listen. I know I'm the dyslexic one, but I write better sentences than that." listen. I need Botox, Corey. No, I'm just playing.
Bro, she does. She works at a plastic surgery place now.
Oh, that's the culture industry through and through.
Why would
I need that? I was just joking.
No. I'm not talking about Botox. I'm talking about you can get these.
Oh, that's crazy. No one knows what you just did, but they can make a lot of assumptions. He flashed me, dude.
All right, that's not true. That's false information.
That's not what happened.
Honestly, at this point, hit the lights. Like, we're not doing any philosophy, okay?
Yeah, no, we haven't. We're done doing philosophy. You want to talk about Sahotra?
No, I want to talk about balloons. How many balloons do you think we can fit in this room?
Dude, 43. I said like 100, and he was like, no.
I think it's more than 100. I think it's probably like 500.
This is when we need to like know.
Or like three.
This is when we need to
300 is my number.
This is when we need to know our Russell Whitehead and Husserl because they're all good at math.
I'm good at math.
Dude, I haven't did math in decades. So what's 4 divided by 2?
Dude, I forgot.
Yeah, crazy, dude. And Kant swears it's a priori, dude. Oh, dude, 8. That's a... Dude, I know I was joking around, but, like, if someone's, like, not really good at math, like, actually, and they can't, like, theoretically deduce it, does that just, like, punch a hole in Kant's system?
No, because he would just say they're not human or not rational.
That's what he would say. That's so funny. Dude, Kant's so problematic.
I mean, that's the only solvent that you can give to those theories is be like Aristotle's like, this is what virtues are. And you're like, well, what about all these like Germanic tribes that don't fit that? And he's like, barbarians.
Yeah, bro, that's literally what he says, actually. You should read what Malebranche says. That shit's more. That shit's so bad, dude. There's just like one section. It's like, I don't know why this is here. You're talking about why like the faculty reason.
One section? Dude, I don't know why the whole book got written.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what's crazy too? Is like even in their like incorrect way, the Catholic Church at the time was still banning his books. Like, nah, yeah. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Even though they had like the wrong take as to why he was wrong, they still were like, dude, this guy is terrible.
This guy's terrible.
They got to the right conclusion.
Yeah, they just didn't have all the correct premises. It's kind of crazy, though. I was telling Ben this. He's kind of systematic, but he doesn't make a lot of arguments. He's systematic, but asserts a lot of things because everything's like, well, the Bible. Like, everything's kind of like dependent on, like, people.
Right, on faith.
Yeah, faith and people knowing their faith. And it's like, so when you're asking me like, hey, talk about, explain this a little more. He doesn't explain. He just said God. Like, he, dude, Mala Branch literally just said God is just. And since he's just, it's necessary for to make us happy.
That's good. That's good stuff.
He doesn't explain it. But I mean, I think the point is because like God is regulated by his himself. Right. Or it was, that's not probably the apt way to put it, but that's the crude way to put it.
Right.
He's not like Descartes where he's like, oh, God can make 2 plus 2 equal 28. That's what Descartes thinks, actually. He thinks God can do illogical things. All right, so back to the balloons. So, I don't know, maybe like 300?
300?
But we got stuff in here. There's like just junk everywhere.
Okay, if
this place
if
is not like, this place is not tidy.
Nah.
This place is kind of dirty.
What if we clean the room out? That's got to be 500 plus at that point.
Yeah.
Like if there was no table or like no speakers or anything?
Speakers, table, and these weird thing. This. What is this?
What? The mics?
No, this.
Oh, like a bookshelf?
Yeah, dude. Dude, when I lived at the co-op for a month, that place is the dirtiest place I've ever lived. Someone was always catching COVID, and I was like,
I wonder why.
Yeah. Oh, I'm answering it.
No, it's Corey. It's Corey.
Oh, it's Corey?
Yeah. All right. We're going to call her.
Man,
you got a fun question for us out here. We were entertaining fun questions such as how many balloons could we fit in this room? How many balloons do you listeners out there think you could fit in your room right now?
Hey,
they're like, I'm on a bike, dude. Zero. Yeah. Anyways, hi Corey.
Yeah, what's your question, Corey?
You got a good question for us?
Don't take up our time.
Oh, not really.
I knew it.
Dang, you sound really cute over the phone.
Dude,
this is my girlfriend, by the way. I should clarify that.
Yeah, bro. I was like, bro, don't say that. They don't know that's your girlfriend, bro. I was like, bruh.
Go on.
Bro, just hit on a random person. It's not. It's Corey.
What's your question?
Put her on speaker.
Dude, shut up. I'm trying to listen. Oh, yeah. That's a good point. Oh, there's no speaker option.
Oh, well, then.
Well, go on, babe. I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
I know there's like a lot of science.
Dude, shut up. I can't hear her when you talk.
Well, it's just dead air.
Well, we're going to get a question if she can get it out.
Okay.
Hurry. Okay, what did you want your job to be when you were a kid?
Oh, dude, I had like 5.
All right, thank you for your question, and I'm going to hang up now so that it's not, like, weird for me to, like, put stuff on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he just keeps on, like, telling me to shut up. I'm getting fed up over here.
You sound really cute over the phone.
I was like, I don't think you should say that, dude.
I love you.
Bye, Corey. I know you're fake friends. dude, you know
what did you want to be when you were growing up? So what's our final answer on the balloons?
I'd say like 500.
Yeah, I think like 669 or something. Yeah.
I know why you put that last number on there, and it's not funny. 700 and 69?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
What
did you want to be? What was like the thing you wanted to do?
I just wanted to like bang moms for a living.
Yeah.
I just wanted to like, I don't know, like play football.
I just wanted to eat ass, like MILFs, you know. I was I'm a diehard dude. That one threw me off. I can't believe I said that. This show is sponsored by Colin's Tongue.
This is going on Spotify.
Yeah. What did I want to be? Okay, so real answer. You want the real answer?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm a diehard pro wrestling fan.
Okay, you wanted to be like John Cena.
Definitely did not want to be John Cena's steroid self. I wanted to Dude, that's so good. No, I wanted to be like Shawn Michaels or something like that.
Okay, who's Shawn Michaels? He's a wrestler.
Dude, I'm so angry that you just said who that is.
Wait.
You should play his music, actually. Michaels music.
Your time is up. My time is now.
Play Shawn Michaels. Play Shawn Michaels. John Cena. Type in Shawn Michaels. Type in Shawn Michaels.
I don't know. I don't have Shawn Michaels music, dog.
You just type it in on Spotify. It'll pop up.
What about Sea Shanties? We never played Sea Shanties. Is it Sexy Boy Shawn Michaels?
Yeah, play it, play it. Yeah, dude, play it, play it, play it, play it, play it, play it.
Sexy boy. Sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. Boy, toy. I'm just.
Okay.
Dude, that's so good.
That was your.
Yeah, he was kind of a problem. Like, yeah, now he was like a really great wrestler, but he was like a really shitty person backstage. He was like so bad. He was like, yeah. Like, he didn't want to put Stone Cold over at WrestleMania.
Really?
Yeah.
That's tough. So you wanted to be a wrestler when you grew up?
Yeah, dude. I was like, I wanted to be like Shawn Michaels and like jump off shit like Jeff Hardy. That one was unintentional. Just when you like embody Jeff Hardy, you say cuss words. Dude, that guy still humps air. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Dude. His music comes out like this. He comes out like this, dude. I swear to God, dude, he's like 40 with a terrible back because he like just jumped off stuff and broke his back to pieces, and he's just still like,
dude, get that on video, dude. That was good.
You said don't do it, proceeds to do it.
Oh, dude, I'm crying.
Oh, this show's off the rails.
Yeah, we're a little out of control.
We gonna play another Taylor Swift song?
Nah. Sailor, we didn't even play a Taylor Swift song. What are you talking about?
Yeah, we played
Sailor Swift.
Yeah.
Nah,
yeah, we can play a
We've got Sari Hiles coming up.
Oh, yeah. dude, that guy's so good.
Yeah, he's a new up and comer.
Yeah, he has like 10 followers.
10
I'm on Spotify.
Sea Shanties.
Sea Shanties. All right,
guys,
dude.
We're gonna play a little sea shanty for you. This is called what is this one called?
Wait, turn off my mic.
Turn off your mic.
Turn off your mic too.
Nah. I want to hear a good sea shanty.
Shout out to Joel.
Joel.
I messed up his name.
The guy, dude. Oscar. Where? I know I have
Oscar the Grouch. You think he lives in a trash can?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. He might.
Nah, not our boy. Not our boy. He wouldn't do that, dude.
Love that guy.
Yeah,
I can't find these sheet.
Sea shanty.
Sea shanties.
Sea shanties, dude.
Sea Pat, run.
Dude, you want to play Dude, there's a lot of. This show is kind of chaos. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know how we've passed an hour almost.
Dude, that's kind of crazy.
You know what's crazy is like people who complain about like. It's hard to entertain for an hour. It's hard to talk for an hour.
Oh, you mean that one guy on our first?
No, I just mean in general.
What was that guy's name?
I don't remember. But listen.
He was a DJ. He was like, y'all can't talk for an hour. He's like, bro, who the
Listen, the point being, like.
We do.
What's crazy is we do it, and we do it about a specific topic until tonight. Like, it's so easy to talk for an hour. Now, I don't know if this has been entertaining. Probably not, because we're kind of all over the place, but.
They definitely liked us playing Sexy Boy, and you can't see me. Your time is up. Your time is now.
We're just reducing into it. What did I say I was going to play? Oh, yeah, Sea Shanties. I'm just going to look up a Sea Shanty song on Spotify.
Dude, I don't know. Like, what do you think about, like, AI? Do you think it's cool?
AI?
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, what do you mean by cool?
I don't know. We're not introducing philosophical rigor to that word. Do you think it's cool or not?
Yes, I think it's cool.
We're going to leave it very vague. Because, like, yeah.
Yeah. All right, I found a sea shanty. We'll be right back, guys. This is Don't Forget Your Old Shipmate. Don't forget us when we leave, guys.
Yeah, don't forget us, dude.
Don't forget us.
Fane's really going to forget me when he goes to Dallas.
That's so not true. We're going to be doing a Spotify podcast every week.
Yeah, that's true.
We're going to hang out on Zoom or whatever.
Yeah. I'll come down every now and then.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be down here too.
For what?
To hang out with the boys.
Okay. Well, the boys is just me. It's not like you hang out with Philosophy and Theory.
I mean, I hang out with them when I'm with you.
Oh, that's true. Good point.
And, like, you know, I'm boys with them.
That's
true. Me and Lucas, we're boys.
Yeah, you and Lucas are boys.
Lies, we're cool.
Cool, yeah.
Charles, well, you know, not
he's
really.
Catholic. I'm a Catholic.
You're a Catholic Jew.
Yeah, I'm a Catholic Jew.
Nah, and then what was who's the other one I was thinking of? Alex. Me and Alex, boys.
Boys, dude. Alex, we almost had him on. He was going to break the show, dude.
Yeah. All right, y'all. We're going to go play a little song real quick. We'll be back. This is Don't Forget Your Old Shipmate.
Come on, Harry. We want to say goodnight to you.
Goes out to DJ Girlfriend. I mean, it's 9:54, but we can just play music until we get out of here.
Yeah, we can play some music. So this is DJ... you say something, because I was about to say like 20 cuss words.
This is DJ... Your time is up! My time is now! That last song was Baz It Buzz by Barry Biles, and that goes out to DJ Girlfriend. Love you very much.
That's very cute.
Yeah, I know.
Corey, I think we're friends. I think we're back to being friends.
Y'all stopped?
Yeah, she's been fake for like the past 2 days.
Oh, okay. I'm glad that your friendship is as stable as 2 days.
Listen, I just like, you know, have beef with her sometimes. We gotta settle it, dude.
Yeah, you could settle it in the ring. WWE, bro.
Dude, I'll suplex her, dude. I'll freaking yee!
Oh, gosh.
When I eat that edible, for your birthday party, we're gonna be in a bounce house, dude. I'm gonna suplex the shit out of you, dude. I'm gonna drop your bitch ass on your head.
This is out of control.
Dude, you dirty, dude.
No, we'll fight.
Like, really,
dude? That'd be kind of fun to wrestle in the bounce house.
Yeah, I'll let you.
I don't do too good when I'm like floating. when I like start getting active, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, let's put it this way. One time, I'll tell you that show. I'll tell you that after the show.
Dude, I'm just saying, you're gonna land on your head a couple times.
No, dude, that's what we gotta do though. We gotta get a bounce house
And then like
we are though.
Just have I know we are, but like I'm saying like we got to get a bounce house and then like do WWE matchups in the bounce house.
Oh.
Just like everybody. Everybody at
dude,
the party.
That's
all
Instagram
the boys.
Content, dude.
All the boys.
It's just all the boys.
Cuz all the boys are coming.
Oh! Steve?
I mean, I know I think oh, I think Steve is coming as far as I know. But dude, that would be hype.
I don't even know Siva.
Yeah, but it's like it's all the boys like Siva, Michael, Jay Young, like all my boys will be there.
I don't even know Siva.
Yeah,
Siva's cool.
You'll get
I fucked with Siva.
You'll get along with them like so fast.
Okay.
They're all chill. Okay guys, this is it for us. We're done with KVRX.
DJ Geist is a spirit that's gonna close this show because we have concluded to the end of history.
No. Concluded to the end of history, now we're going into an alternate universe called Spotify.
Oh, are we still dialectically unfolding?
Yeah, no, we're unfolding. We're negating KVRX, and we're...
Oh, dude, that's a good one, dude!
What are we sublating to?
Spotify.
Oh!
Yeah, we're gonna be on Spotify after this, y'all.
Yep. We're gonna read the Critique of Pure Reason during the summer.
Yep, I guess, yeah. I don't know, we'll see, yeah.
We'll see, that's the kind of hard one.
Yeah, but, Yeah, so this is it for us, guys. We're gonna get out of here.
Read some John Dewey.
I'd rather read Kant.
Dude, truths are just scalers.
Yeah, that's a terrible.
Dude, it does feel like patronizing every time someone says it to you. I mean, if it's useful for you,
yeah,
makes you feel good.
You know, I think a lot of people in our society believe that though.
Yeah,
like a lot. Oh, what's true for you is not true for me. Yeah, you ever heard people say that?
Yeah. There has to be some truth, though. Like, Dewey could be right, but not everything could be, like...
Not
like,
all truths are scalar.
Yeah.
That would mean to say, like, that truth itself is scalar on the most obvious objection, but then you could also say, like, basic things, like, idealism is scalar?
Yeah.
No.
No, yeah.
Anyways.
2 + 2 = 8, according to Descartes.
Yep. And me. Because that's useful for me.
Mm. Yeah, what was that?
Imagine going up to somebody and you're like 16 and you're trying to get in the club and they're like, sorry, 21 plus. And you're like, no, actually, 8 plus 8 equals 21 because truths are scalar. And they're like,
dude,
you're in. You're way smarter than me.
Yeah, dude, I don't even know what scalar is, dude. I don't even know what scalar is. You're in, dude. You're so in. You're in so hard right now, dude.
All right, guys, we're going to sign out and we'll... See y'all later. This was fun. So if you guys are interested, you can always follow us on Instagram at Philosophy We Think. You can hit us up, DM us, check us out on Spotify, wherever it is. But we won't be here anymore. So much love. We had a good time. It was a good time.
It was a good time. The show was sponsored by Colin Stung. there's another comment I want to say, dude. I cannot say that
dude,
one.
We got to get sponsored by – we got to get sponsored by –
Like the
first Joe Rogan
dude,
days.
Yeah, dude.
We gotta go seek out sponsorships.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, we got some work to do.
Yeah, we got.
We're gonna go get business done.
Mm-hmm.
But not in the way.
apparently, everyone thinks about us, dude.
Apparently, dude. All right, guys. Much love. We'll see y'all.
Yeah. See y'all later. DJ Geist out.
DJ DeMorgans. Peace.